You remember where we are exactly? Because I did last week with Julian alone, so I'm on two wavelengths, and I have another shiur at Hilchos Bishlam. I'm on a third wavelength, actually.
At the end of the second shiur, we're going to start with
Okay. So, because I've got the Mishnah Brewer number 32 with the last.
We did Tanur. You know what the Tanur is? The right.
The TV. Yeah.
We did Tanur. We did Kofach. We did Tanur. So then I think
I'm on page. I have my bookmark at 140 page 143.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, that's
yeah. Where do you see we're at?
Yeah, we were doing,
equivalent to 32.
Yeah.
Equivalent to 32.
Right.
Which is okay.
But yeah.
I'll start where Jared just showed me to start. I'm not sure if that's the best place to start, but I want to start. The first word is Hagal Rama Ad Kadesh Yasu. We said. You know what? We're going to go back up two full lines. Two full lines. Ve'im shachach v'shaha. Do you see ve'im shachach v'shaha?
What?
I'm still wearing aleph. We're still on aleph. My page number at the top in Hebrew is chaf aleph amud aleph. I don't know if that's the same with you guys. But the Hebrew at the top left is chaf aleph amud aleph. And on that page, three lines before the bottom, we see ve'im shachach v'shaha. Im shachach v'shaha. If one forgot, okay. If one forgot, you didn't know the rules v'shaha, and you improperly left the pot on the fire. And just to review for Natan, maybe you might have missed this, but what we learned till now is a pot of food must only be on a covered fire unless it's fully cooked before Shabbos, and further cooking is bad for it. Or you throw in raw meat before Shabbos. You put in raw meat. You don't need to have the fire covered. It can be an uncovered fire. This, I think we discussed, is the crock pot. Many people use this heter. Whether it's right or wrong is another issue. They use this heter because a crock pot is essentially an uncovered fire. Trust me, it is. How we get to it, the canister, whatever. It's an uncovered fire. So they throw in a piece of raw meat into the chillin before Shabbos, and they leave the chillin cooking in the crock pot on that heter. Because it's Kedera Chai, so there's raw meat. Vim Shachach V'Shah. So if you accidentally messed up these rules and didn't follow the rules of Shehiyah properly, the fire was uncovered when it should have been covered. Imutav Shel Shabishal Kol Tzarko. Then, if at the very least it is a fully cooked food, Mutter. We'll let you eat the food. It was unintentional. It was accidental. You didn't know the law. Whatever. Mistake. It happens. If the food is fully cooked, we're going to let you eat the food. Afilu mitzamek v'yafelo. Even if the food, further cooking, would be beneficial, we'll still let you eat the food. Because recall, as we just mentioned a moment ago, that originally we said that if you want to leave food on an uncovered fire, it needs two conditions. Fully cooked and further cooking is bad. But here, when you accidentally goofed up, we'll let you eat the food as long as it's fully cooked, even though further cooking is good for it. Now you got a problem. You messed up Shehiyah. You didn't follow the rules. And the pot you misplaced, you should not have placed on the fire, was not fully cooked before Shabbos came in. It wasn't raw, and it wasn't fully cooked. It was somewhere in the middle. Asur ad Matzei Shabbos. You may not eat that food until Matzei Shabbos. End of halachas regarding accidental violation of Shehiyah. We go to Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. The kol shekhen im shagag bedin. Accidents, all kinds of accidents. You didn't know the law, whatever. That's what Chavtes is. Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. We said that we'll let you eat the food as long as it was fully cooked, even though further cooking is good for it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed. Afilu hu mitztamek v'yafilo. Afilu hu betocha tanur. That's true. Whether the food was on the kira, on the tanur, or in the tanur, whatever the situation was of messed up Shehiyah, we'll let you eat the food no matter where the pot was. v'atam. And what's the reason we're going to let you eat the food, even though further cooking is good for it, is good for you? It's not such a huge benefit, a huge advantage, the further cooking. As long as it's fully cooked, that's enough. Further cooking, it's not considered so significant. Yeah, it's a bit more enjoyable, a bit more tasty. But in halacha, crispier is not considered more significant, is not considered benefit. And this is important, and has also nachkaminas in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos. In halacha, we see raw and cooked. Raw is aser, cooked is mutter. Okay? Fully cooked, but more cooking is good for you. You like the crispiness, it's not considered halachically significant. I'll tell you an example of what that means. There's a halacha like this, that if you're sitting in a room, you're reading a book, like we are, there's barely any light. Most of the room is dark. Mamash, like we are. Real case happens all the time. You have a real case. Shabbos, you have a little bit of light, you can read a book. A goy, or God forbid, a Jew comes in, turns on all the lights. And now, bright, do you have to leave the room? No. You don't have to leave the room. Why? Because you were able to read before all the lights were turned on. Yes, did reading become easier now? It became easier. But halacha doesn't validate that easierness as being significant and therefore forbidden. Same thing with here, the fully cooked pot. Fully cooked, that's all we need. Oh, yeah, it's going to get more crispy, further cooking is good for you. Don't worry, no knas. Accidental violation of Shia, no knas. It's not considered significant like the light. As long as you have a minimum amount of reading, minimum amount of cooked food, and so further, you got the idea. Lamed Alf, Asur. We said if your food wasn't raw and it wasn't cooked, it was just beginning the cooking process when you messed up the Shia and you got a big problem. That's Lamed Aleph. Asur the Chol Adam. No one could eat the food. The Kol Shekan Lidnei Beis Od Asur. And how much more so those people in the house who depended on the food may not eat the food. Kivon Shein Spashal Bishvilam. The food was made for them and it was in violation of the halacha. It was in violation of the halacha. The rabbi said, you may not eat the food. Ad Motzei Shabbos. You can't eat the food till Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "B'hagos Ashri Mavur Degam Bekan." Even in this case, who bekadesh yaseh, you gotta wait not only Motzei Shabbos, but you gotta wait Motzei Shabbos as long as it took to make this food that you accidentally violated Shehiyah with. Kamo be'avar v'shaha, similar, just if you intentional, just like the intentional violation of Shehiyah. Even though here we're talking about unintentional violation, but when we have intentional violation of Shia, you have to wait also Motzei Shabbos Kadesh Yasu. If the stew takes 1 hour to cook, you have to wait 1 hour after Shabbos before you can eat the food. If it's a 3 hour thing, you have to wait 3 hours after Shabbos before you can eat the food. But the Mishnah Berurah says that from the Rambam it appears that in accidental violations of Shia, you do not have to wait Kadesh Yasu. Just waiting till after Shabbos ends is enough. And just a point of interest for you, for your knowledge, that generally when the Mishnah Berurah concludes like a certain opinion, he's silently endorsing that opinion. Right? Look at what we just did. First he brought Hagos Ashri, that even in accidental violations of Shia, you gotta wait Kadesh Yasu Motzei Shabbos. And he says, Moshe Rambam Lo Nirakan. But the Rambam doesn't seem that you gotta wait Kadesh Yasu. Could eat the food right after Shabbos. And I'm just saying, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be heading us in that direction, that he would say, you know what, if you need to eat the food, you could eat the food right after Shabbos ends. You don't have to wait for Kadesh Yasu. Okay. We are back up in the Mishnah Berurah, back up in the Shulchan Aruch. And the first words are, Vim Avar Vishaha. And if you intentionally violated Shehiyah, he said, I don't care about the laws. I'm putting my pot on the uncovered fire. I don't care what the laws are. Asur b'shnehem. It's forbidden whether the food was partly cooked, fully cooked, further cooking is good for it. It's asur. Okay? If you intentionally violate Shia, your food is asur. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah on that. No Mishnah Berurah on that. Rama. Ad b'kdesh yasu. Rama adds, which is pretty obvious, that for intentional violation of Shehiya, you got to wait Motzei Shabbos, Ad Kadesh Yasu. Okay, Ad Kadesh Yasu, Ad Kadesh Yasu, Ad Kadesh Yasu. V'im Echziram Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos. And the Ramah continues. And we're talking about something called Chazara. Now we're moving, we're shifting for a moment into Chazara. Shehi has a prohibition of leaving pots on the fire before Shabbos unless certain conditions are met. Chazara is the act of returning. Returning, not putting for the first time, but returning a pot to a fire on Shabbos when it was there before Shabbos began. Okay? Okay, hi, shalom, shalom. Okay. So Chazara is putting a pot back onto a fire. Okay, it was there when Shabbos came in. You took it off on Shabbos. You want to put it back. And there's rules when you can put a pot back on and when you're not allowed to put a pot back on. So the Ramah says, "Yimechzira me'ina Yehudi b'Shabbos." If a goy puts back food on the fire on Shabbos when he shouldn't have, when you shouldn't have, dinu k'shachach, it is the same rules as shachach v'shaha, as the unintentional violation of shehiya, which we generally said, if the food is fully cooked, you may eat it. Okay, if it's fully cooked, you may eat it. Okay, even though for the cooking is good for it and so on and so forth, as long as it was fully cooked, you may eat it. Any Mishnah Berurah is still here? There is. Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel is Hechzira Eina Yehudi L'Tzorech Yisrael. A guy puts a pot back on the fire for the need of a Jew. Okay? He did it for you. Maybe you didn't ask him, but he did it for you. Lamed Dalad. Dino Kishachach. The law is as if it was an accidental violation of Shehiya. D'masha Nasa Yedei Eina Yehudi B'mezid. That which a guy does intentionally. Lochamir, it's no worse, no more stringent than what a Jew does unintentionally. Okay, that's a bit logical, because a goy doesn't have to keep Shabbos. So what a goy does intentionally is no worse than what a Jew does unintentionally. The Alken, and therefore, afilu, turning the page, even the further cooking, after the goy put the pot back in the fire, further cooking is good, it would be mutter. Since it was fully baked, fully cooked before he took it off. And this added benefit, yes, it'll get crispier, but again, we're not going to make this added benefit us to the food to you.
So are we saying it doesn't matter if Israel asked him or didn't ask him, it just...
Okay, so you're bringing a very good kasha that is discussed over here. Pasha pshat of the Mishnah Berurah is a goy did it without you asking. And in that case, if the food is fully cooked, eat the food. Okay. Just, there's no facility to get a drink over here, right? There's no water cooler or fridge or something.
No.
Weiter. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. But if a Jew violates the rules of Chazar and puts a pot back on the fire where he shouldn't have put the pot back on the fire, Dino Ka'avar of Ashaha, the food is usher, just like intentional violation of Shehiya, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. V'mechziru Yisrael b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Afilu b'shoge, now get this, Chazara is a bit more chamor than Shehiya. Why? Because a filu b'shoigeg, if a Jew accidentally doesn't realize what he's doing, accidentally returns a pot to a fire on Shabbos, dino kavar v'shabbos mezid. It's considered as if it's an intentional. It's considered like intentional a violation. Ve'asur imitztamek v'yafo filo. And the food will be asur if further cooking is beneficial in any way. Ve'atam. And why are we more machmir in the laws of Chazar and Shia? They seem to be equal. They're both Rabbanans. They're both beneficial. Why are we being more chamer with one than the other? They seem to be on the same playing field. Mishum the kavid maaseh. Because Chazara, you are doing something. You're putting the pot back. And when you violate Shia, you did nothing. You put the pot on Friday morning, and it shouldn't have been there. You didn't do anything when Shabbos came in. Chazara, you're doing something on Shabbos. You're putting a pot on a fire. That small act from the table to the burner, the table to the stovetop, is an act. And because you're doing something, you did something on Shabbos you shouldn't have done, we're more machmer.
But it's qualified, but then it's only that the tam.
Correct. Correct.
Not if it's already, something's fully cooked and it's just...
Further cooking is not, right. Yeah, and further cooking is not better for you.
Right.
because you don't want crispy, you don't like crispy, or won't get crispy. Maybe it's water, and it's only going to evaporate. Water is something, by the way, Jerry, water is always something that's mitstamek veralo, always. Why? Because it evaporates. Water evaporates. And that's bad for you, losing your water. So it could be whatever. So, or it's mamish veralo, or for the cooking, it will get crispy, it will get tastier, but you don't care, you don't want that. You're allowed to eat the food. Okay, so that's chazara is more chamur than shehiya, and therefore an accidental violation of chazara will aser the food if any further cooking will bring any further benefit. But if it was fully cooked, you could eat the food. But that's where chazara is more chamur than shehiya, because with shehiya, with accidental shehiya, we said even if further cooking is good for you, you could still eat the food. But chazara, accidental violation of chazara, if further cooking is good for you, you may not eat the food. Why? Why are we more machmer? Because you did an act. You put the pot on the fire. Find Magen Avraham and see what the Magen Avraham says about this. Shepasak v'cherim shari b'zeh. Magen Avraham is even more lenient. And he says others could benefit from your chazara goof up. Not you, but others. Because it was fully cooked and it was unintentional, so the Magen Avraham will let you feed the food to others, but just you yourself can eat. And you should know that this also applies to the Rama. It's also in accordance with the Rama. How do I know this? The poisek besoif hasif, because the Rama is going to paskin later on, as we're going to see. Like the view that says the Bashia Mutar Kamaichel ben Drusai, as we're going to see in a moment, at the end of this halacha, we're going to see that as long as the food was Maichel ben Drusai before Shabbos, it can be left on an uncovered fire. Put that in the back of your head for now. I don't want to mess you up. I want to confuse you. Till now, we said the food has to be fully cooked, huh?
It's the same issue as raw meat.
No, no, it's different. We said if the food is Maichel ben Drusai, which is a third
less
cook.
Than a third?
No, if it is at least a third or at least a half.
Oh, you're saying if it is a third, then you can leave it
on open fire. Okay. Till now, we didn't allow that. Right. Till now, we said fully cooked and further cooking is bad or raw meat. So there's a new category coming up. So he's saying over here, since Rama paskins with the Michael Ben Drusai view later on, Hacha b'chazara shavim him l'dina, here it's the same thing. Chazara will be the same din. T'halakule alma b'chazara asa filim yispashal kol tzarko. V'halakule alma. Let's see my English translation. Let's see what he says over here. There is no difference between the two opinions with regard to chazar. It's obviously the chazar is prohibited, even if the food is fully cooked. Oh, we're saying that even though the Rama is more lenient with Shehiya, and that he allows you to have a pot that's Michael ben Drusai and an uncovered fire, he's not lenient with Chazara. That's what we're saying. Even though the Rama is going to be lenient in a moment, as we're going to see, he will let you have a pot of food on an open fire, on an uncovered fire, as long as it's Michael ben Drusai when Shabbos comes in, he will allow that. But here he won't allow. Chazara, he's not a lenient. That's what we're saying. That's what it means in the Hebrew. Hacha b'chazara shavim hem ladina. With the chazara, both Rama and what we learned till now are the same. Talakule alma, everyone agrees. The chazara asur afilu mispashal kol tzarko, will be forbidden to benefit from a chazara act, even if it was fully cooked. Okay. We are on Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berura. Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berura is going on the Rama up above. Now we said that if a Jew did Chazara, okay, has the din of intentional Shehiya, and therefore further cooking is bad for it, Mutter, you'll be allowed to eat the food. Says the Mishnah Berura, Mistamech V'ralo, Mutter, if further cooking is bad for it, we'll let you eat the food when you do a Chazara mistake. Rotze Loimer, what does it mean? Even though l'chatchila, of course, a forbidden act of chazara is never mutter, even a further cooking after the chazara is bad for it, bad for you. B'di'eved mutri afilu mechzir b'meizid. B'di'eved, listen to this, even an intentional violation of chazara, you'll be allowed to eat the food if it's mitstamek v'ralo. Sharei lo neneklal, because there was no benefit whatsoever. The food was fully cooked before the act. The food is fully cooked after the act. And even now it's on the fire, it's going to cook more. But it's not going to be any benefit whatsoever. So you're allowed to eat it. Okay, so this is an important point. An intentional violation of chazara, the pot was fully cooked, and further cooking is bad. What that means mathematically is there's no benefit. You didn't gain anything by the violation. Since you didn't gain anything by the violation, we'll let you eat the food. Okay. Lamed Zayin. Okay, Lamed Zayin, go back up in the Mechaber. And now we're at the famous, what I call, second half of this halacha. We are now going to start an adventure that's kind of going to almost contradict everything we learned till now. What we learned till now are the restrictions of the Shulchan Aruch for Shehiyah. And we saw that the Shulchan Aruch is somewhat machmer. If you want to leave a pot on an open fire, the food must be fully cooked before Shabbos, and further cooking is bad for it. Option one. Option two is add raw meat into the pot. Shulchan Aruch says, you want to keep the pot on open fire? You can't find the blech right now? You don't have the blech? You want to leave it open fire? Add raw meat to the pot. You do that, you can leave the pot of food open fire. Those are the only two methods to allow a pot of food to be on open fire. Mechaber is going to come now with a whole different slew of leniencies. Alternative situations when you can leave food on an open fire. And the Mechaber is going to be not so happy with these new leniencies he's going to bring in. He brings them in, but he's not so happy about them. The Ramah slam dunks them for Ashkenaz, that we can rely on them l'chatchila. Okay, so that's very interesting. So now, with that introduction, let's continue in what I call the second half of this halacha. The Yesh Omrim, the Shulchan Aruch speaking. Some say, regarding Shia, Shekol Shitzbashel Kamaicha Ben Drusai, as long as your pot of food was one-third cooked, or half-cooked, we're going to see as a machloikis what Michael Ben Drusai is. Is it one-third cooked or half-cooked? But it's a minimal amount of cooking. So the Yesh Oimrim, the kol shnitz bashel k'Michael Ben Drusai, as long as your food is a third cooked, perush. He adds in the brackets over here, Shem Adam, by the way, Ben Drusai is the name of a person, right? The Ben Drusai family. You got the Goldberg, the Goldsteins, the Cohens, and the Ben Drusais. Okay, the Ben Drusai is the name of a people, a family. It's a gang, actually. Shaya Oichel, Maichalo, Shalonis Bashal Kaltsarko. They would eat food that was barely cooked. Why? Because they were robbers. And they were always on the run from the cops. So they would steal the meat, they'd have to cook it fast, eat, and run. Okay, so that is another option, says the Mechaber of Yesh Omrim, some say. That as long as food is a third cooked, when Shabbos comes in, you may leave the pot on open fire. Another situation where meat can be lenient. Or the pot of food is fully cooked before Shabbos comes in. Even though further cooking is okay, we let it. According to the second version, according to the second opinion, as long as it's fully cooked, that's enough. And you may leave the pot on open fire as long as it's fully cooked, even if further cooking is beneficial. Mutar. La shoisoi al gabe kira. You would be allowed to leave it on an open fire. I think we should continue a bit more before we go back to Mishnah Berurah. Hagah says Rama, ofilu al gabe tanur. You can even leave it on top of a tanur if these conditions are met. Afilu husak the geves ve'etim, and even if you're kira, it's being fueled by great stuff, by the good stuff, making a strong fire. The filu ena grufa ktuma. It doesn't have to be grufa, it doesn't have to be ktuma, i.e., open fire, uncovered fire. No problem. Velo huskara. And according to this opinion, the second half of the halacha, We only mention, discuss a need for covering the fire, or the husak the kashu gvava, or fire that's fueled with the lousy stuff. Ela, the only time we'll need it, according to the second version of the halacha, kishehitchil lisbashel velo higia lemaychol ben drusai. If your food will not be maychol ben drusai when Shabbos comes in, even according to the second half of the halacha, even according to this lenient approach into the halacha, you will have to cover your fire. Okay. V'chen la'inyan, so too is the same. Im nata l'kadira me'aleha. You take the pot off on Shabbos. U'balach zira le'a b'Shabbos. And you want to put the pot back on Shabbos. It has to be covered. The fire will have to be covered. So according to all opinions, there is no heter for chazara on Shabbos unless the fire is covered. An uncovered fire, you may not do chazara on Shabbos, period, full stop. Regarding shehiyah, we just learned that you don't have to cover your fire as long as the food will be maichol ben drusai when Shabbos comes in. I'm going to continue a bit. I think it's important. You'll see why. V'im shachach v'shaha. And if you accidentally forget these rules, and you do a shahiyah, according to the second half of the halacha, tav shul shehitchil izbashel v'lo yigia l'maychol ben drusai, if the pot of food began cooking before Shabbos, but did not reach maychol ben drusai before Shabbos, Asur, your food will be Asur. Bein tzarech leimar. And it goes without saying, im avar v'shah, if you intentionally ignore the laws and say, I don't care, my food won't be Michael ben Drusai before Shabbos. And the Ramah says, benagu lahakel kisvara achrona. The Ramah says, we follow, our minhags follow the lenient approach the Mechaber just brought. Now the Mechaber brought it as v'yesh omrim. When the Shulchan Aruch brings something as v'yesh omrim, he's not so excited about it. Not so excited. It's a valuable opinion. You can rely on it, so he brings it. The Ramah says, that's our minute. Halacha l'maisa. So if you have a pot of food that is a third cooked, or ideally half cooked before Shabbos comes in, you don't need to put a blech on the fire. Put the pot right on the fire. A Sparty comes in to us and says, what are you doing? You say, buddy, the Ramah says, as long as it's Meichel Ben Drusai, you don't have to cover the fire, and that's the day. But Chazara, always have to have a covered fire. Now we're going to see Mishnah Berurah on what we just saw till now. That's Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. Okay. Mishnah Berurah 38, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. We're talking about the second half of the halacha, where the Mechaber says, and some say, as long as your pot is Meichel Ben Drusai before Shabbos, that's fine. Open fire. That's fine. Oshnis bashal kol tzarko, or fully cooked and further cooking is good. Fine. We'll let you have it. Okay? As long as the pot's fully cooked, according to the lenient approach, we don't care that further cooking is beneficial. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Ches, Meichel Ben Drusai, Yesh Oimrim Chatzi Bishul. Some say that means half cooked. Yesh Oimrim Shlish Bishul. And some say it means a third cooked. So listen, if you can comply with the half cooked, great. If you can't, it's a third cooked, you have what to rely on. The Shulchan Aruch, the comment of Simon Reish Nundalid, Stam Chatzi Bishol. It seems the Shulchan Aruch prefers we rely, we try to make an effort for half Bishol. Will be Mekom HaTchak, Efshar D'yesh L'Hakel. In an emergency, you can be lenient with this one third cooked. Okay? La Mitesa Mishan Bura, where we said as long as it's fully cooked, that's fine, even if further cooking. No, I take that back. The Mishnah Berurah is not on that. The Mishnah Berurah is, Lamed Tes, is, we said, according to the second approach, even on a tanur, you can leave food. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Tes, the lo mifalgina bein tanur l'kira. According to this second approach in Halacha Aleph, there's no difference between tanur and kira. Elamah she'asar b'kira, she'ina grufa. What is forbidden in a kira that's not covered? Mishum chashash chitui, because we're concerned you're going to stoke the flames, stoke the coals. Asrinan betanur afilu begaruf. It'll be forbidden in a tanur as well, even if the tanur is covered. The ashes, the fire is covered. Mishum choma tanur hashvinan leke eno garuf, because of the extreme heat, we consider a tanur as not covered. But that which we now permit you in a kira, that's not covered. Now in the second half of this halacha, where we're assuming that once a pot is fully cooked, you're not going to play with the coals, you're not going to play with the fire, even though further cooking is beneficial to you, so too in a tanur, we're not worried you're going to play with the coals. Okay. According to the second half, according to this halacha we're in right now, we're treating tanur and kira the same. Okay. Mem. Okay, mem is on the same idea. Al gabei tanur, you can keep it on an oven. Hu adin betocha tanur vakira, and that's true even inside the tanur, even inside the kira. Okay. Again, we talk a lot about putting the pot on top of a kira, on top of a tanur, but again, inside is the same as on top. Okay, we just use on top more, because that was more common in the olden days to keep food warm. But, and even today, you can make your oven, not the stovetop, but you can use your oven on Shabbos. People think you can't use an oven on Shabbos. It's a misconception. Yes, it could lead to problems, but not Bishul problems, not Shehiyah problems, not Chazara problems. What people do, if they want to use their oven, not the stovetop, but the oven, open the door, put the food in, is the oven has to be blecht up somehow. So the most easiest way to do a blech is to have some kind of metal box in the oven. People do that. They get this metal box. In America, they had in the 80s a box. You put the box in the oven. You put your food, you know, under
in the box.
Some people just put foil on the oven racks. They call that a blech. That's a weak thing. But you can put foil or some kind of covering on the walls of the oven because that's what the heat comes out of. Right? The heat comes out of the walls of the oven. Or maybe on the bottom.
The bottom or the top.
Yeah, not on the walls?
No.
Okay, because I remember models of coming up from the walls, and they're always wondering how do you blech up the walls, because it's hard, you can't take scotch tape and put the scotch tape on there, but if it's on the bottom, it's easier, because you can just lay, you can use an oven. We got to make sure that you open the oven, they say the thermostat has to be on, the heat in the oven has to be pumping, because if the heat is not pumping, the moment you open the oven door, you let the cold air in, and you're going to cause the pumping to go on, the heat to go on, they say avoid that. Yeah, similar to a refrigerator, but nobody's makban on a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Nobody's makban.
Except for the light.
Yeah, the light, because that's a different malacha.
Right.
Light, instant malacha. This issue of the air coming in, turning on the pumps, is called psik resha. It's a world called psik resha. It's a byproduct of a permissible act. It's permitted to open an oven door. Permitted to open a fridge door. Okay? But what leads to open is the pump goes on. So that's called psik resha. Your act is a permitted act, but it leads to something forbidden. By the fridge, no one's really machmer. Okay.
Well, if we're saying here, even if you don't blech up the oven, then it's considered an open fire.
Right.
If you have food, let's say chicken, that would, if you would put it back, it would dry out, right? So it would only be getting worse, right? So you just take the chicken, let's say you take it out, you say, okay, my guests are not coming for an hour. I just put it back in the oven, that's on.
Never. Once again, you may never ever return food to an uncovered fire.
Right.
Ever. According to all opinions at any time.
But
what you could do, if you don't want to blech up your oven, before Shabbos, make sure your chicken is Meichel Ben Drusai. Yeah. Put it in the oven without any blech and any foil anywhere. And when it comes dinner time, open your oven and take it out.
You could take it out. Yeah. You can't just...
And put it back in because the fire is uncovered. Right. Okay. Fine. We are in... Mem Aleph. Okay, Mem Aleph was going in back to the Mechaber. And we said, the Mechaber writes here in the second half of the halacha, that you only got to worry about covered fires if your food is not Meichel Ben Drusai when Shabbos comes in. Mem Aleph. Velo Higia. It didn't reach Meichel Ben Drusai when Shabbos came in. Daz, There's indeed a concern that you'll patch with the flames, you'll play with the coals, you want the fire to cook your food faster. It didn't even reach Ma'icha ben Drusai. And dinner's in an hour when your husband comes back from the Chadodi, we might be tempted to stoke the flames and make it cook faster. Okay. So again, Da'az Chashinan Shema'icha Tabigichalim, Im Huska Begefes Ve'etzim, if you have a good flame in there and it's not covered, we are concerned that if your food is not even Michael ben Drusai when Shabbos comes in, you may be indeed tempted to play with the flames and cause the food to be ready for the Friday night meal. Okay, Manbeis, Ubala Chazira, and the Kama of Sif Beis. I'll learn more about Chazara and Sif Beis, and that's what we just mentioned now. It's never, ever allowed to return a food under any circumstances onto an uncovered fire on Shabbos. Full stop. Mem Gimel the Mishnah Berurah. That was talking about you do need a covered fire if your food is not Michael Ben Drusai when Shabbos comes in. The Lohi Giyah says the Mishnah Berurah. The Bigia, if it was Michael Ben Drusai, Ledeya Zu, according to this opinion, the second half of this halacha, Mutar Filu Chatchila. Even the Chatchila. There might even be Machmer. For the first half of the Salacha, the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah are saying, L'chatchila, you can follow the lenient approach to the Shehiyah and Chazar stuff. But near the Inyan, the Yavid, and in an emergency, Yesh Lahayrais, you can tell people, the Michael Ben Drusai, who Shir Shlish, that even a third is enough. In an emergency, you're allowed to rely on the opinion that it's a third. Sherabu Aimdi Mashitazu, many people hold of this. I'm Elia Rabba. I look in the Elia Rabba commentary, and I guess you'll see a list of people who hold that Shlish is good enough. Memdala Mishnah Berurah Asur is going on. If it's not Michael Ben Drusai, the food has to be covered. Can't leave it on an open flame. Hainu Memdala Mishnah Berurah Hainu Afila Cheirim Ad Motzei Shabbos. Even other people would not allowed be allowed to eat from this food if it wasn't Michael Ben Drusai when Shabbos came in. And if you have to wait not only till the Shabbos ends, but also Kadesh Yasu, Ein Le'el V'Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Look over there in Lamed Beis where the halacha is the same. I'm going to flip back now to Lamed Beis and see what he said over there to refresh our memories. We said the machlok is there between the Hagos Ashri and the Rambam. The Hagos Ashri said, you must wait Kadesh Yasu. Waiting till after Shabbos is not enough. And then he said the Rambam says it's okay to eat the food immediately after Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the same thing would apply over here. I have a kasha. No, I don't. Because, yeah, it seems shachach hashayis, unintentional violation. So basically, the penalty, whether you hold Shia is according to the first half of the halacha, or you hold Shia is the issues of what we're learning right now, in both situations, the penalty is the same. That is, you can't eat till after Shabbos, and the machlokes Hagos Ashri and Rambam, do we wait Kadei Shiasa or not? Okay.
In either case, you could still feed other people. Right?
Let's see.
Shia.
This is a Shia. We're talking about a Shia violation. No.
No.
Look at Mem Dalid. Mem Dalid Mishnah Berurah. Asur. Hainu. Was a violation of Shia. Just according to the Michael Ben Drusai opinion, not according to the fully cooked opinion.
According to the first opinion, we said you can feed others.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. By Shia?
Yeah, let's check. Let's check. Hold on.
Same with the guy.
Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, and Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Aleph, Mishnah Berurah. Asur the Chol Adam. But we said by Chazara, that there's a Chumrah by Chazara, that if, because Chazara is an act, you mamash got to physically put the pot on the fire, and therefore, if further cooking is good for the food, you may not eat it.
Never.
No? It's almost a Shabbos.
So what's... Hang on.
Okay.
So Shehiyah,
Right? We're saying in Lamed Aleph, we said she is asur l'chol adam.
If you violate Shehiyah according to all opinions, whether you follow the first half or the second half, you mamash violate Shehiyah. Correct. You cannot eat it till this
one. Lamed Aleph on purpose?
Lamed Aleph is going, I think, from Shachach to Shaha.
I don't think it mattered whether it was accidental or on purpose.
It is v'shachach. Look, Natan, it's on that sentence that begins v'shachach v'shaha. The Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis of Mishnah Berurah is going on the piece of Shulchan Aruch, right, of Shachach v'shaha. Now, what you might be bothered by is Lamed Hei, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hei. And that's a Jew, even if by mistake he does chazar, he puts the food back on the fire. You may not eat the food if further cooking is good for it. And chazar is more chamor because you're doing an act. Now the Magen Avram said, other people may eat the food. The Magen Avram says, by an act of chazara that a Jew did a forbidden act of chazara, the Magen Avram says, other people may eat the food. There is a leniency here of the Magen Avram that for other people they may eat the food. An unintentional violation, or even intentional.
Anytime, which is interesting because we were saying chazara in general is more strict.
Yeah.
And shehiyah, but if you do chazara, other people can benefit from it. If you do shehiyah, they cannot.
That's true. Again, it's the Magen Avram's opinion. We didn't see a Magen Avram earlier by the Shehiyah issue. We're only seeing this Magen Avram now by the Chazara issue. But it's a good catch. Okay, back to where we left off at. And I think we're back up in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah, back in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Right, we did Mem Dalid.
Right.
So we're really holding by Mem Hei. And Mem Hei we didn't do. So we're back in the Mishnah, we're back in the Shulchan Aruch. First word of the line is V'cholze. Okay, now it's going to be a bit of a, till the end of this halacha, it might be a bit of a roller coaster of different principles and concepts being thrown out at you, shooting away. So, fasten your seatbelts. V'cholze, be'in Shehiyah. This whole alternative view in Shehiyah is talking about Shehiyah. Shakadir Yoshevet Al Kisei Shebarzel. The pot is, for example, not directly on the coals in the oven, but it's on a little bit of a rack, on a tripod, on a trivet in the oven, on top of the coals. Oh, al gabe avanim, or it's sitting on top of rocks. The einu nogat gechalim, point being, it's not actually touching the coals. The pot is in the oven, but there is some kind of barrier. Call it an oven rack, call it a trivet, call it a stone bench. The pot is in the oven, but not mamish touching the coals. Aval hatman al gabi gechalim, says the mechaber, says the Shulchan Aruch, which we Ashkenazim don't follow. If you put the pot in the coals directly without a trivet, without a barrier, without a rack, it's usur, because it's hatmana. Aval hatman al gabi gechalim, causing the pot to be enwrapped, hatmana, causing the pot to be enwrapped in the gechalim, in the coals, the divrei hakol asur. He writes, everyone says this is forbidden. Okay? So this is the mechaber shita, that when you're using the inside of an oven, whether you're using the first half of the halacha regarding shehiyah, or you're using the lenient second half of the halacha regarding shehiyah, when a pot is in an oven, it can't mamash be touching the coals. It has to be slightly above the coals, there has to be a separation between the pot and the coals. A mamash can't be in the coals, because if it's in the coals, you violate hatmana.
We consider a stove top.
No, that's not called in the coals. No. Says the Rama, right away, v'yesh omrim, and some say, da'filim ha'kadei ro'imedet al gabi ha'ish mamish, that if the pot is indeed mamish in the coals, against what the Shulchan Aruch was just saying, and the pot was mamish in the coals, against what the Shulchan Aruch was just saying, coals manshi magula l'mayla, as long as most of the pot is exposed, and only the bottom rim of the pot is in the coals, or even the bottom third of the pot is in the coals, maybe even the bottom half of the pot is in the coals. But as long as most of the pot is exposed, Lo mikri hatmana. This is not a violation of enwrapping of hatmana. Vishari, and it's permissible. Vechen haminag. So Ashkenazim may indeed allow their pot to be buried in the hot coals when Shabbos comes in, as long as most of the pot is exposed. But there could be a problem. Nevertheless, even though we permit such a thing, there could be another problem. And what is that? Rak shnizharim. Be careful. Lenatkan ktsas koidim ha-Shabbos min ha-esh. Make sure to loosen the pot from the grasp of the coals before Shabbos begins. And why is that important? Not because of hatmana. Kedei shiuchal Yisrael asiro misham. So a Jew could permissibly take the pot out of the coals on Shabbos. Ve'im lo nitkan mina esh, if you did not loosen the pot from the fire, ve'nimtzu al gabei ha'esh b'Shabbos, and it's still in the coals, in the fire when Shabbos comes in, because you didn't loosen it or kind of like remove it from the coals before Shabbos, yesh lasiro misham al yedei goy. You should ask a goy to take the pot out of the oven. Ve'im leka goy, if there's no non-Jew around, mutter lisroel lasiro misham, a Jew would be allowed to take the pot out of the coals. V'zayir shikachenu misham benachat, but be careful to take the pot out very gently and slowly. Benachat.
They're concerned that by moving the pot, you're stroking
the coals. You're causing coals to go on and go off. Right. The Mechaber, remember this, the Mechaber was against the pot being in the coals because of hatmana. Hatmana. Rama says, no, there's no hatmana problem here, but there could be another problem. The problem is, if you shake the coals, you're going to cause some coals to go off, some coals to go on. So what you do is, you want to put the pot in the coals before Shabbos, no problem. No problem, not hatmana. But before Shabbos, make sure the pot is loose, so you could easily take the pot out of the coals without really shaking them. And if you didn't do that, get a goy. And if there's no goy, you can do it yourself, benachat, gently. But lo yinanea gechalim. Don't play with the coals. Don't cause the coals to shake. And therefore, if you make a good effort not to, even though in the end some coals were indeed shaken, davar she'ein miskavenhu, it's considered unintentional, v'sharei and permitted. So this is actually a very beautiful introduction to a concept I mentioned before briefly, kind of related to the fridge. Opening a fridge when the light goes on is instant malacha. It's forbidden.
Yeah.
But opening the fridge and causing the cold air to come in and the thermostat, the pump, to go on 5-10 minutes later, yeah, you did an act, it wasn't immediate. This is a similar idea over here. Rama says, try and get the pot out of the coals before Shabbos. If you didn't, no problem, get a goy. If you can't get a goy, do it yourself, but be very careful. And if it happens, you're not oyed or anything, you're not mechal Shabbos, because it's called davar she'ein miskaven. It wasn't your intention. Okay. So, Ad Kan Halacha Aleph in the Mechaber Ramah. We go to the Mishnah Berurah. And we're in Mishnah Berurah now. Chaf. I'm sorry, Mem Vav. Mem Hei. Al Kiseh Shel Barzel. So we said, the Mechaber said, try and make sure the pot is not on the coals. It should be elevated a bit on a rack, on a trivet, on a tripod. Kiseh Shel Barzel, he calls it. Ke'ein pitput shel shalosh regalim, a tripod. Ve'gechali munachim tachtav, and the coals are below the tripod. Memvav, hatman al gabi gechalim, that was going on. Why is it forbidden? Because the Mechaber holds that even a partially covered pot in coals is a violation of hatmana, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hachi sfir leila Mechaber, that's his opinion. Vimshuli akadir nogim begechalim mikri hatmana, the bottom of the pot is touching, is surrounded, is enwrapped in the coals, that is a violation of hatmana, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'meila da'asur, and it would be forbidden to allow such a thing, af b'nitzbashal kol tzarko mitzdanek v'ra'olo, even if it's fully cooked, and even if further cooking is bad, there is no heter for this type of hatmana before, even before Shabbos. No heter. That's why the Mechaber is so against it. Mem ches, shehi megule, that was talking about the Rama. No, I'm on Zion. That's talking about the Rama, where the Rama says, no, that's not a problem. As long as most of the pot is uncovered, it may be snug in the coals. V'afilu makdir amedah b'toch hatanah, v'atanah satum, even a closed oven, lav b'chlal hatmanahu. This is not a violation of hatmanah. K'lakam and v'simeration zayin, as we'll see later on. Memchesh shemagul, as long as most of the pot is exposed, hainu she'en mechas aleh begadim milamayla, it also can't be covered with any covering on top. The pot can't have a blanket on it or whatever. V'ayin l'kam and b'reishon l'nvav, not zayin. Mem tet v'sharei, and it's permitted, according to us Ashkenazim, to have a pot snug in the coals. Hainu du rak b'chlal shehiya, that's regarding shehiya. It's not a problem with shehiya. If shehiya conditions are met, you may indeed have the coals hugging the pot. V'sharei b'spashal b'mod yoyim k'meichel ben drusai, and of course reviewing, it's meichel ben drusai, that's what you need. V'iv ma'ashenagu k'svar achreina, as is the opinion of the second opinion, the second half of the halacha. Nun, yesh asiru misham al yidei goy, we said, even if you're Ashkenazi, although it's permissible to have the pot surrounded by coals when Shabbos comes in, get a goy to take it out. It's hard to make sure you don't move any coal, so that's why it's better to get the goy. But nun alas, mutterly Israel, it would be permissible for a Jew. And that's only if the pot is on the coals. But he says over here in the Shabura that if the coals are really hugging the pot, it will be forbidden. Why? In that case of Natila, it's a fait accompli. It's going to for sure happen. And it's right, when something's for sure going to happen immediately, it's usur. You're going to mavir tachtoinim, cause the bottom coals to go on. And you might cause the higher coals to go out. You'll be doing a double malacha. Even though you don't want to do it, you don't intend to do it, but it's fait accompli. It's for sure going to happen, like the light bulb going on in the fridge. And therefore, it is forbidden when you know the light bulb will go on the fridge. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if mamash the pot is being hugged by the coals, there is no heter for a Jew to take it out, because it's inevitable that melacha will happen. And furthermore, even some people are machmir by a goy. You can't even ask a goy to do it in such a case, but you're allowed to. But even though he's just saying there are opinions that say you can't. However, in an emergency for Shabbos, yesh lismoch adas makilin, you may allow a goy to do it. You can be lenient with to allow a goy to do it. Al yedei goy. Okay. V'din psichas aton or stimasoy, opening an oven, closing an oven, al yedei goy, through a goy, yispoir v'reish nun tes. We'll learn it on later on. Shkoyach! Ad kan halacha aleph. We'll stop here. And I hope it's clear. Just a bit of an oral review on the second half. Second half was a yesh omrim of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber. That he said, you know what? We can be more lenient to allow you to use food on an open fire. And that is, we'll be more lenient. We'll say, you know what? It's Meichel Ben Drusai. That's cooked enough. Open fire, no problem. Or, if it's further cooked, and further cooking is beneficial, no problem. Although in the first part of the halacha, we said further cooking would be forbidden. Further cooking is good for it. Here in the second half of the halacha, no, as long as it's fully cooked, no problem. Okay. Then we had the accidental violation of Shia, which mirrors the accidental violation of Shia even in the first half of the halacha. And then we had the Mechaber saying, which is a big chiddush, that if your pot is in the coals, it can't be in the coals before Shabbos. You have to make sure when Shabbos comes in, it's not in the coals. Because if your pot is being hugged by coals, it's a violation of Hatmana. And us Ashkenazim say, no. As long as most of the pot is exposed, it's not Hatmana. Hatmana is only when the vast majority of the pot is covered. But even if part of the pot is being fully hugged by the coals, no problem. Okay. And then we said, though, Ashkenazim, even though you're allowed to have the pot hugging the coals, you should try and loosen it before Shabbos, because, you know, taking out the pot could jolt the coals and cause coals to go on and off. Use a goy. Okay? And there's no goy, a Jew can do it. The Mishnah Berurah said, that which we said, a Jew can do it, it's not if the pot is mamash being hugged by the coals, but that's only if the pot was loosened, and it's not vadai. It's not definitely going to cause coals to go on and off. But if the pot is mamash hugging the coals, the Mishnah Berurah said, a Jew may not take out the pot, period. Because it's inevitable it's going to happen. It's inevitable that some lights will go on, some lights will go off. And that's ipsi gratia. It's like opening the fridge when you know the light bulb will go on. You're never allowed to do it.
And then he said, can you allow a goy to do it in such a case? He brought the discussion, can you let a goy take the pot out of the coals when you know that some coals will go on and off? First he brought machmirim, and then he concluded that you're b'dieved because of Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a goy to remove the pot, even though it's for sure that a pot, that the coals will go on or off. And I will add to that, gentlemen, for your own knowledge, that the halacha is that psik resha al yedei goy is always mutter lechatchila for Tzorich Shabbos. So meaning, if you know the light bulb on your fridge is on, you're allowed to tell the goy, please open my fridge. Psik resha al yedei goy. You know it's going to happen, but it's through a goy. So you're allowed to always do that, whether it's the pot and the coals, and you know the coals will be extinguished or fired up by the goy removing it, or it's a light bulb in your fridge, you know it'll go on when you open your fridge door, you are allowed to directly tell a goy and a secretion. Okay. Review.